Coldplay Paradise on Absolute Radio. It is 10 minutes past 8, Monday morning. It's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. Okay, so thank you very much to the thousands of you who gave a bit of time over the weekend to go online to absoluteradio.co.uk/breakfast and vote for the winner of Who's Calling Christian Big in the 80s. I've been doing this 5 years at this radio station, and it was so hard on Friday to pick a top five, because not just because there were lots of entertaining calls, which there were, but because of one call in particular. And if you were listening last Wednesday morning at 7:30, you'll know the call I'm talking about, with Wincy Willis from TVAM, and about an incredible young man, 11-year-old, called Harry Mosley. So we came up with the top five of Chaz from Chaz and Dave, The Hoff, Philip Schofield, Stephen Fry and Wincy Willis. We wanted to put Wincy's call in because the circumstances involving Harry. And we thought that man, a young, 11-year-old boy with an inoperable brain tumour, who's managed to raise over £500,000 for cancer research, deserved to go into that top five. And then it was all over to you, to who you wanted to vote for. Lots of you listened to the calls again. And we've got the results have come in now. And normally at this moment, the last 5 years, it's like a big fanfare. It's an incredible moment. And not to take away that, you know, we're giving away £10,000 now for some great causes, but it doesn't feel quite right to turn it into a big fanfare. But I think the best possible news this morning is that Wincy Willis has won the vote. Wincy, good morning.
Good morning.
Wincy, you're the winner.
Oh, that's incredible.
Wincy, listen to this then. You know, bear in mind, you and Harry, you were up against Stephen Fry, The Hoff, and Philip Schofield, all massive online, Twitter, millions of followers. But Wincy Willis, you got 48% of the thousands of people that voted for you, and the charity for Harry, Help Others.
Oh, how incredible.
So well done.
I'm so grateful. It's been a difficult time because Harry, as you said earlier, he passed away on Saturday night at 11:10, and it's been a very, very difficult time for everyone, but this has shown how much people love him and will always love him and appreciate everything that he's done and will honour his memory and keep it going. He's a light that will never go out. I just got to say a really big thank you to Tanya, that's our mummy Barrow, as you know her. She was the one who asked me to come on your show. I didn't know anything about it, to be honest, and she told me all about it, and I thought, this is the opportunity to take. I didn't know how it worked or what happened. I just said what I felt because I love that little boy, and I've known him for quite a long time and worked alongside of him, and so I admire him. And so I'm overwhelmed. I'm finding it difficult to talk. And I've got to say thank you to everyone on Twitter. Without Twitter, this could never have happened. I met Tanya through Twitter, and the votes that have come in, the people, the messages I've had, have been absolutely extraordinary. And it's raised so much awareness of Harry's charity. So many more people from America have tweeted me and said, we're voting. It's just extraordinary, and I can't thank you enough. Everyone, please, believe me when I tell you that this is one of the most fantastic things that's ever happened for me, because it means so much. And I know Harry's family will be so overjoyed and so grateful to you for doing this, for making this opportunity possible. And it's just, I'm overwhelmed.
Well, listen, Wincy, you've put it so well. I mean, it is the best possible news in such a horrific, desperately sad situation. And when I saw Harry's mum's tweet that sadly he'd died, has passed away in her arms, I think on late Saturday night, I was in tears, you know. And you realise how lucky you are if you're a parent. You've got healthy children. It's the most important thing that they can have and you can have in your life. So did you know what? So many people, millions of people, have been moved by Harry's story, because this is a kid who's 11 who decided to try and help other kids. When he's going through his own, goodness knows how much tough that must have been for someone that age to go through something so horrific. But to raise over £500,000 to help somebody else is such a story. Well, what an amazing young man Harry is.
If you'd seen him when he stood up and did his speeches, he was so courageous. He'd go into any group of people, it didn't matter if there were high flyers from the city or whatever, and stand there and talk about what happened and how important it was, that because he'd lost his friend Robert Harley, who was a chap who was being treated at the same time as him when he was first diagnosed, and they became sort of treatment buddies, and but he died at the age of 55, and that was what triggered Harry to start his charity. He said to his mum, I don't want this to happen to anybody else, and I'm going to do something about it. And he said, and initially he started to make bracelets, and he sold thousands of them, and everyone that I know wears them, and you know, it's just, he was just an inspiration to so many people, and will continue to be so, I have no doubt. And I'm just so proud to be the person that's brought his name, attention to so many people. And it's my...
Well, we all thank you for that, Wincy, and I'm sure his mum and dad will as well. On the line now is Tanya, who tweeted you, like a lot of the 80s celebrities we had last week. So many of them, like Hoff and Stephen Fry, all came through listen to the show, tweeting people. And the competition of where it works is the winning celebrity gets £5,000 for the charity of their choice. And Tanya, you get... Tanya, good morning.
Morning, Christian. Morning, Wincy. Well done.
Good morning, Tanya. You are amazing. You've made this happen. Thank you, darling.
No, you did it. And Harry
did it. And
it's
your generosity as well that we all must acknowledge here, because, you know, of what you said you would do is instantly when you asked me to take part in this.
Not at all. Wincy, as Christian just said, I've got three healthy children. What more could actually I ask for? And yeah, I'm not denying that £5,000 would be great. My husband's been made redundant twice in the last 2 years. But actually, at the end of the day, I've got three healthy children and a roof over my head. And I couldn't take that £5,000. It needs to go to Harry's charity. As you said, he is a remarkable young man. His parents are amazing. And that whole £10,000 needs to go to Harry.
Oh, Tanya, well done. That's incredible. That is unbelievable. So your £5,000 is going to Harry's charity?
Yes, please.
Oh, bless you. That's an incredible thing to do, Tanya. Good on you.
Not at all. As I said, I can't take that £5,000. It's not mine. Wincy, it's Harry. As you said, Wincy, Harry's legacy will live on forever. He will not be forgotten. And that £5,000 could make such a difference to cancer research. So it's got to go to him.
Oh, boy.
Hey, well done, Tanya. That's really kind of you. Listen, Wincy, I know it's a tough time and you're live on national radio. I don't want to sort of push you anymore. Please, when you can this week, share our thoughts and our love. So many texts and emails from people have been moved by how on earth is Mum and Dad are going to come to terms with. So please pass on our best wishes.
I will.
And Wincy, thank you very much for bringing Harry to the show and letting us know about that. A remarkable young man. Okay, so thank you very much for that. Well done, Wincy, as well.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Wincy. We'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.